Now to Oakland, California, where demonstrators are trying to reestablish their protest site in Frank Ogawa Plaza after police evicted 300 people on Tuesday.
Let's go Oakland! Let's go Oakland!
Police say they were denied access to the camp and moved in after reports of a sexual assault, a severe beating, and a fire there. One demonstrator, an Iraq War veteran named Scott Olson, was critically injured in Tuesday's demonstrations. Oakland Tribune reporter Josh Richmond was out on the street with demonstrators and police into the early hours of this morning. Josh, what did you see last night?
What we saw was generally a very peaceful protest last night. There were more than 1,000 people who went to reoccupy Frank Ogawa Plaza. There was a little bit of tension as some of them chose to tore down the fence that had been erected around the grassy parts where the tents had once stood. But there were protesters trying to defend those fences. Things only got tense once more when some of them, protesters, tried to get on the BART transit line to go back to San Francisco.
Were they not allowed on the trains because they were trying to prevent them from going to San Francisco?
It certainly appeared that the motive was to keep them from returning to San Francisco. The riot gear clad police officers were pulling down the gates to block access into the station.
Another incident that happened on Tuesday was this 20-something Iraq war vet, Scott Olson, who was injured, demonstrators say, by a tear gas canister, but police say they're still investigating. What do we know about what happened and how Scott Olson is at this point?
The raw video that I've seen, it does seem pretty clear that he was struck by some sort of non-lethal projectile sent out by police. He was in critical but stable condition yesterday. We're waiting to see what the final extent of his injuries may be.
Josh, in terms of why the Occupy Oakland protesters are there very specific California issues they're protesting in addition to general Wall Street issues? For example, I know there were some school closures announced recently.
There were school closures that were actually just voted upon last night, but I think that's just part and parcel of what these protesters are out there about. Unemployment is much higher than the state and national averages in Oakland. I think this is a general feeling of we've had enough, we don't have the resources we need to be a viable community, and we're going to stay here until we see some sort of solution.
That's Oakland Tribune reporter Josh Richmond, who was out until the wee hours of this morning covering the Occupy Oakland protest. Josh, thanks so much.
Thank you.